Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption and have placed over 5,200 children into loving homes. Since 1990, we have advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families, and helping families grow through the adoption process is very important to us. We have offices that are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and the mid-Michigan Saginaw area, and our private adoption services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly podcast, so we're really grateful that you're listening in today, and we do hope that you find this forum to be exciting and interesting and educational and inspirational for you. We are currently in the midst of our summer series that will continue well into the fall, and the name of this series is Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates, and we've had a really great time even as an employee of this agency. I have enjoyed getting to know some of my coworkers a little bit better and hearing some insight from them about their personal experiences with adoption. Today we have on the show Tammy Hedrick, and I believe she's on the line. Tammy, are you with us?
I am.
Good morning. Thank you for being on Adoption Focus Podcast.
Good morning.
And today, Tammy, we're going to talk a little bit about your time with Adoption Associates, because you have been with the agency for quite some time, so I don't want to spoil it just yet. Maybe you could get us started by telling us about your role and work with Adoption Associates.
Sure. I have been with the agency for 19 years this December. I started back in 1999 as a secretary, and I am now the office manager for the Lansing office. In addition to my role as a support person, I am also in charge of social media for the agency, creating posts for Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and the like. I am the backup support person for the agency website, and one of my main responsibilities is the oversight of my adoption portal. That's where I process the domestic preliminary applications when they come in. I screen them to make sure that everything is filled out, assign them to an office for their consultation or orientation, and then set them up in the portal with their appropriate tasks. When something needs to be changed in the portal, new forms, wording, and the like, I take care of that too.
You have your hand in a little bit of everything is what it sounds like, and I know the social media part is a big part of what you do for the agency too, so that's nice to hear. On a more personal level, Tammy, would you mind telling us a little bit about yourself outside of Adoption Associates?
Sure. I have been married for 30 years to my wonderful husband named Skip. We have two adult children, Jason and Amber, and we also have been blessed with two beautiful granddaughters. Madeline, she is 3 years old, and Jennabelle, she is one. We love being grandparents and spending time with them. They give us a sense of being young and silly, and we find ourselves laughing at their antics, their little imaginations, and the things they come up with just make life really fun.
I kind of think we could just sit here and talk about your grandkids for a while. I think you have the capacity to do that, right? But you go
really
ahead.
Busy.
I apologize. Yeah, go ahead with what you were saying, though.
Yeah. Well, aside from being grandparents, we love to go camping and explore new places. We like to try out small mom-and-pop restaurants. We also love kayaking. I had suggested to my husband that we buy kayaks for our 25th anniversary. And he was not at all enthused, but I bought them anyways. But it didn't take him long to change his mind, and I like to remind him of that. We both love to be on and around the water. And we've just found that you're able to go places and see things in a kayak you don't normally get to see. It's a really relaxing hobby for us, and it allows us to see and enjoy so much more of God's creation. I am also involved in and oversee a number of activities at my church. I grew up going to church, and serving God is a big part of my life.
That's fantastic. Thank you for sharing that. That does give us a little bit more about who you are outside of Adoption Associates, but I want to kind of transition back to work and find out from you what drew you into the field of adoption.
Okay. I don't know. It wasn't so much that I was drawn to the field of adoption. I have, over the years, kind of come to the conclusion that I was led to work at Adoption Associates in the adoption field by God. I love kids, and over the years, I've held a couple of positions that centered on work with children directly and indirectly. And when I was looking for work and found the ad for a secretarial position for Adoption Associates, and then later learned that Adoption Associates' mission is founded on Christian beliefs and that even their mission statement includes the model set in Ephesians 1 stating that God adopted us as his children. I really felt then that it was a God thing, that he led me to Adoption Associates, and I have no regrets. I've been with the agency, like I mentioned earlier, for 19 years now, and I am so grateful to be able to work for an organization that is faith-based. I have been really blessed over the years to see families formed by adoption and to witness the staff's esteem for birth moms. That is really amazing to me.
That's nice to hear. I couldn't agree with you more. I'm interested, though, what would you say is your favorite thing about your work or your role with the agency?
Okay. My position is considered a support position, which is really great because it covers a wide spectrum of responsibilities. And aside from my regular clerical duties, I'm occasionally called upon to create things like PowerPoints or flyers, which gives me an outlet for creativity. I also love technology, and a good percentage of my work is on the technical side. I love to solve problems, and when you have computers and software programs, you inevitably have glitches, and I feel that I'm in my element when I get a call from one of my colleagues asking for help or letting me know something isn't working the way it's supposed to, and I like to be challenged, and my work does that.
So for those listeners that we have, I'm sure they're picking up the message here. Tammy loves to create things. She loves to solve problems, and she likes IT challenges. Therefore, she is one of the most loved people in our organization because we have problems that need to be solved, and we have IT challenges what feels like almost every day, and so many of us are so not prepared to handle those. And so Tammy is like on speed dial. And she never, ever, ever turns us away. So whether that's good or bad. But Tammy, what has surprised you the most about working in the field of adoption?
I think it's the misconceptions about adoption. And, you know, I have to admit, when I started working in adoption, I was one of those who carried some of those misconceptions. There seems to be or continues to be a lot of that old school thinking out there when they hear the term adoption. And I feel that birth mothers, to a certain degree, still have to deal with the stigma associated with placing a child for adoption. But, you know, what I think is really awesome about Adoption Associates is that they are out there every chance they get educating the community about what adoption is and what it isn't. And I don't know about other agencies, but I guess I was surprised, maybe not surprised, but grateful that I worked for an agency where staff show not only compassion, but respect for a birth mother. And what I've learned, and I too have come to respect, is that when birth mothers make an adoption plan, they're doing it out of love. They recognize that for whatever reason, they aren't able to parent at this time in their life, and they make a plan for their child. They are not giving up or abandoning their child. They are choosing to give them a life that they aren't able to, and I think that is admirable and deserving of respect. Adoption Associates has always encouraged our adoptive parents to tell their children about being adopted, starting at a very young age. And so another thing that I found surprising is how the level of openness in adoption has changed. Maybe 50, 60 years ago, adoption was still a bit of a taboo topic, and people were still keeping it hushed up. But when I started at Adoption Associates almost 20 years ago, they were encouraging semi-open adoption, and that's where adoptive parents are asked to provide pictures and letters to the birth parents at various intervals throughout the child's life. And birth parents are encouraged to correspond with the adoptive family. And that continues today. For our adoptive parents and birth parents that want to keep their last names and addresses confidential, they send pictures and letters to the agency and we forward them. Few of our adoptive families agree to visit with the birth parents once or twice a year. And just in the, last 5 to 10 years, that has expanded where a number of our adoptive families have ongoing open relationships with the birth family, which I think is really wonderful.
Absolutely. I could not have said that better, and I appreciate all that information that you just shared. It was so important. We are approaching the end of the podcast, and I just love these Meet the Staff podcasts that we're having and you coming on today, but I want to end with one final question for you, Tammy, about the fact that you have been with Adoption Associates for 19 years now, which is that's a long time. So I'm interested in what, obviously you love working here or you wouldn't be here for 19 years, but what would you say that you love the most? Not, we've talked about the work, but about the agency. I know you did touch on that a little bit too, but what would you say you love the most about the agency?
I feel that, let me think here. Knowing that the services we provide are for a noble cause, I guess that's how I'd put it, that adoption is an act of love. Couples that want to become parents through adoption is an act of love. Birth parents that recognize that they're unable to parent and choose to make an adoption plan is an act of love. I love working for an agency that is instrumental in creating joy, because that is what I see when families come into the office with their children. I love working for an agency that shows compassion and understanding to birth parents who are making really difficult decisions. I love that the agency continues to support the birth moms years down the road in the form of the openness agreement, which I talked about earlier. Having the adoptive parents provide pictures and letters, updating the birth parents on the child's progress until they become adults is a wonderful way of helping birth parents feel good about their decision. What I love most about this agency is that it is faith-based, and that faith carries over in our day-to-day work. It's not uncommon for a staff member to send out an email asking for prayer for a difficult case, or a staff member to gather whoever's in the office to pray for a client who is hurting, a birth mother who is wavering or changes her decision. We just simply pray for her as an individual and ask for God's guidance in her life and in her decisions in her child's life. You know, Adoption Associates is an extension of what God calls us to do, and it is an honor to be a part of that.
Thank you, Tammy, so very much. And for those of you that are listening today, we do want to hear from you. If you'd like to connect with us, as Tammy said, we are all over social media with Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. But you can also give us a call at 800-677-2367 or connect with us on the web at adoptionassociates.net. We hope that you join us again next week for another episode of Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates. And for now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye.